Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Miles of wilderness overcome by the flow. A lonely restitution, a pavement on the show. I seek a thousand answers, I find but one or two. I maintain no discomfiture, my path again renewed. Against the grain, that's where I'll stay. Swim in a stream, I maintain against the grain. Sequestered and content, they're ignored and defeated by the government. The oriented public whose magnetic force is pull, cut away from the potential of the individual. Against the grain, that's where I'll stay. Swim in a stream, I maintain against the grain. With small increments of time, and at these of new ideas are increasingly hard to find. Indeed, all that the other has is your right to seize the day. But in all your acquisitions, you will soon be swept away. Against the grain, that's where I'll stay. Swim in a stream, I maintain against the grain. There's a common consensus and an uncomfortable cheer. A tenaciously, this long sense of purpose will destroy us rapidly. Against the grain, that's where I'll stay. Swim in a stream, I maintain against the grain. Against the grain,
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. That's the way I like to start a show. Charging.
Bad religion. Yeah. Doing it all that they can.
A little bad religion with Against the Grain. Going back there to 1990. So, it was a good year. It was a good year.
1980 or 90?
90.
90. Oh my God, I can't even remember. So, if you have not heard our voices before, my name's Fleur.
And I'm Christian.
And you're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You have our dulcet tones for another hour and a half. We're going to be playing some pretty funky tracks, talking about some pretty interesting stuff that's happened this week. It's been a killer of a week in the international news, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I know you were talking about a number of things that have been, I guess, on the news lately, so definitely some important things to talk about.
Yeah, well, I guess the first thing that I wanted to talk about was the Pakistani floods. I was looking on the internet today and I saw something on BBC the other day that the worst flooding in Pakistan's history has now affected more than 4 million people and left at least 1,600 people dead, says the UN. While the floods began in the northwest and they've started to recede, the vast body of water has actually been moving down the country and into parts of the Punjab and menacing the Sindh province. I don't know if I can say that.
That's a tough one.
I know.
Yeah. And interesting, something really interesting. I think all wells have been contaminated and waterborne diseases are spreading, officials say. That is, that's detrimental to the population, right? So as soon as your water source is contaminated, that's going to create a lot of problems for the population.
And long-lasting health problems as well. And not only that, but, houses have been destroyed and people have been injured. So it's just rife for disease and unfortunately. But if you want to learn more about it and find out how you can help, Red Cross has started up a fund for the Pakistani flood relief. And if you just go to Red Cross, you can find out more about that. And Christian, you were telling me about something about Wycliffe Jean.
Yeah, I read in the paper yesterday. It's rumored that he will be running for, I think it's prime minister or president, one or the other, of Haiti. It's supposed to be being announced tonight, I guess. He's supposed to have a press conference and announce that he's running for the... Do they have a prime minister or president?
Haiti?
One or the other. Leader of the country.
Maybe we should...
So I found that very interesting. So, keep tabs on the internet or CNN, wherever you get your news from. And it's supposed to be being announced tonight. It's supposed to have a big announcement. That's supposed what it is, so...
Breaking news here on Are You Aware?
Yeah,
I'm a bit disconcerted about musicians going into the realm of government. Like, the only other person I know is Sonny Bono, wasn't it? From Sonny and Cher, wasn't he?
Well, and I said the same thing today to someone that, good on him for, wanting to get involved that way and, taking the initiative. But how qualified is he to run a country? I know someone else said, well, how qualified is
anyone?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, how qualified is he to be a politician as well?
Definitely.
There's going to be arguments both ways.
And also, I think there's going to be a bit of backlash with old Wycliffe, appointing himself, or not appointing himself, but putting himself up for either the prime ministerial race or the presidential race, because he doesn't live in Haiti anymore. He lives in the US and has lived there a long time. And B, I've heard rumors that his charity, Yelly Haiti, has been in some financial strife or, like, he's misappropriated funds.
Something like he was cooking the books or something.
Don't sue us for defamation.
I read that, I think it was, like, in... When did I read that? Like, January, February. Yeah. It was a while back. And you know what? I haven't heard anything since, so... I don't know. In this world of Twitter and Facebook and social media, it seems like news headlines seem to fade so fast. But I know I read it, months ago. I never heard anything again. So
we'll keep our eye on this story and let you know more information when it comes to head.
Keep you posted. What's going on next here? What do we got?
We're gonna play King Khan and the Shrines, who are actually a Berlin-based garage rock and psychedelic soul band. But the band was actually founded in 1999 by then 22-year-old King Khan, formerly of Canadian garage rock outfit The Spaceships. Sorry, Mum. Khan also currently plays with a fellow former special spaceship member, Mark Sultan, in the King Khan and Barbecue Show, which is a doo-wop and punk-inspired two-man band who I haven't seen yet. But I have seen King Khan and the Shrines at Sasquatch a couple of years ago, and high-energy, really amazing show and interesting mangina experience, but I will leave that for everyone else's imagination.
I remember the story. Well, here's King Khan and the Shrines with Land of the Freak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present music from the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. On Friday, August 6th, CITR will be broadcasting a live performance by Silk Road Music from 7:30 till 9 p.m. Juno-nominated Silk Road Music blends classical Chinese music with modern rhythms. You can also tune in Mondays, 4 to 5 p.m., to hear performances recorded live at the Enchanted Evenings concert series. On Monday, July 26th, we'll feature music from multi-percussionist Ocean of Sound. On August 2nd, we'll have music from the Vancouver Piano Ensemble. And lastly, on August 9th, you'll hear a rebroadcast of Silk Road Music. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM or head along to see these performances for yourself at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in downtown Vancouver. For more information, go to citr.ca.
White-collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll bassoon my kind of drop and dive. I'm gonna wave my green flag. Just don't fall on me. Right on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me.
You can't beat a bit of flute and wah-wah pedal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That was the living, or not living, I should say, the dead legend, Jimi Hendrix, with his one of his probably most influential and well-known songs, If Six Was Nine. Unfortunately, on September 18th, 1970, Jimi Hendrix left us. He's, as everyone knows, he's probably the most influential rock and roll guitarist in history. He's been inducted into the US Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rolling Stone named Hendrix the top guitarist on its list of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time in 2003, along with a bunch of other prizes.
Yeah, definitely. And that song, If Six Was Nine, was recorded, obviously, by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Appeared on the release of their 1967 album, Axis, Bold as Love, and also on the soundtrack for the 69 film, Easy Rider, and also on Point Break, interestingly enough. I didn't know that.
That's a pretty interesting comparison. You have Easy Rider, one of the most anti-establishment movies of the 60s, and then you have Point Break with our favorite cardboard cutout, Keanu Reeves.
Hey.
I'm harsh today, aren't I?
I don't want to claim him as a Canadian.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Poor you guys, Celine Dion and Keanu Reeves.
Don't bring up her either, please.
Let's get back to good old Jimmy. If Six Was Nine, the theme has been described as an individualist anthem. The lyrics portray the underlying conflict of the counterculture of the 1960s, the social and cultural dichotomies. Did I say that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Between the hippies and the white-collar conservative business world of the establishment. Down with the establishment.
And there's actually a Jimi Hendrix Foundation, interestingly enough. And their motto is, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And Jimi Hendrix actually made that statement. So, and that is a great statement. You know, yeah. I've never heard that before. So that's really cool. And Vision is in honor of the love and generous spirit of Jimi Hendrix. And their, I guess, mission would be to improve the quality of life for all children and the world community, encourage understanding, diversity, and peaceful resolution to conflict, inspire creativity in the arts and sciences to benefit humanity and our world in general, and to lead by example, live by our principles, work with love and compassion. So pretty interesting. I don't know if he started that foundation himself or if it was, I guess, his estate, which is, I believe, controlled by his family.
Yeah, his father actually established it a little while after he passed away. So, like most foundations, they usually raise money for other charities, but they have a couple of programs of themselves. And the Jimi Hendrix Foundation programs are pretty cool. They have a band startup program, which is designed for determined new bands that have formed and are beginning to write songs yet lack space, finances, connections, and the guidance to grow their dreams into a successful gigging and recording band. So they, it's open to anyone as long as you you have to have had 5 songs written and none of them released. So that's a pretty cool thing, like getting a lot of bands that might be out there right now. And if you're listening, check out the foundation because you could be eligible to get some funding to start up your program. As well, they have the Music for Life program, which provides new musical instruments to children who have an interest in learning to play and who could neither afford an instrument nor lessons. And that's open for, I think, children between the ages of maybe 13 and 25. Not that you're a child at 25, but through those ages. And I think for the band startup program, it's like over 15. You can apply for it. So, yeah, if you're a band or are wanting to be a musician out there, go and check out the Jimi Hendrix Foundation.
Yeah. Did you know there's a shrine to Jimi Hendrix in Vancouver?
There is.
Yeah. And on Main Street?
Yeah, it's like near a terminal on Main Street. I saw a little makeshift shine sign for it.
Yeah, I think his grandmother lived there and he used to visit her because he grew up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently his grandma lived there, so he used to visit her in the summers and spend a lot of time there. So
we might have to do a pilgrimage out there.
Maybe. And before that, we had REM with Living Well is the Best Revenge from their 2008 album called Accelerate. REM, been doing it for a while, since 1980, in fact. So, and one of, a true college radio band, I'm going to say, that started out and basically sustained the first part of their career just through play on college radio. So they're probably the first alternative band, I'm going to say.
And I think they're one of those great bands that started out as independent and have had a huge amount of commercial success, but have stayed sort of true to their independent sound.
Definitely, and stayed true to their roots, for sure. I wouldn't say they've sold out, even though they've sold a ton of records.
A squillion.
Yeah.
And they, like we've talked about this before, but I think it's really important to bring it up again because to me it just seems like a disgusting abuse of music and the joy that music brings. The US military is alleged to have used music played at ear-bleeding volumes as an interrogation tool at the United States prison for terrorist suspects at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, which they're also trying to close down. REM joined a national campaign to close Guantanamo, along with a number of other artists, which supports President Obama's pledge to shut the prison, even as it faces Republican opposition.
And there's some big bands involved in that too, not just REM, but Pearl Jam, Rage Against the Machine, Roseanne Cash, Steve Earle, Billy Bragg. So some really, really big bands involved. And in a statement to the BBC, REM said that, you know, they've spent the past 30 years supporting causes related to peace and justice, and to now learn that some of our friends' music may have been used as part of torture tactics without their consent or knowledge is horrific. It's anti-American, period. So quite a statement.
It's it's a scary concept that they've taken something that gives so much joy and laughter and fun to so many people and turned it into a terrorist tactic. So yeah, if you want to find out more about that, I know that there is a charity out there that is involved, but I've lost it right now. So maybe we'll ask the Oracle.
We'll get back to you on that one too.
We do that all the time. We're bad, and then we do it.
Oh, well, whatever.
We try.
Yeah, we do our best. What's next? What do we got next?
We're going back to the Daisy Age with De La Soul from their first album, 3 Feet, 3 Feet High and Rising. This song is Me, Myself and I and a personal favourite. So I hope you enjoy.
My daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight soul? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. 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 Now you tease my plug one style and my plug one spectacle. You say plug one and two are hippies, no we're not, that's pure plug four. Plug always pushing that we formed an image, there's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. Proud of what I am, poems I speak the plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read, all right? Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that. Style is surely our own thing, not the false disguise of showbiz. De La Soul is from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory for plug one and two. And hope that glory's been denied by cassettes and gooky eyes. People
think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up dripping up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I.
Sometimes in the desert fighting something that they couldn't find. God made us something that they couldn't find. Left us all lamenting all the wrongs that they couldn't right. This is for the second time we've been in before. From Vietnam to Saddam, we always needing a war. Neo-conservatives was up like Viet Cong. Their fingers on the trigger, we won't be here for long. They killed MLK and then the day after him. They killed JFK and then an airport after him. Some giant shot on Walter Reagan so he could borrow. I counted dirty faster, if only he'd known. We tested nukes in the atmosphere for seeing the dirt. And they tested all these missiles just to see if they work. Now France got them, Russia got them, India and Pakistan. Korea won them, States won them, pointed at the Taliban, Iran and Afghanistan, sands of the Arab lands. Orders from portable commands and I'm a caravan. Internet, 3G, cellular phones, serial killers. Bell many cells in their homes. And we have Manson, Bundy, Gacy, Sam, Macarena, Superman, Chicken Dance, Running Man, Generation X, and Generation Y, and the Generation X will degenerate and die. Cause we got holes in the ozone that we put there ourselves. Now the poles are a no-go, where it's cooking itself. But we can't look at ourselves, and we got saline, Botox, 18, fake tense, 19, detox, don't stop, get it, can't afford to get a credit, buy it, spend a try, get it fat. Then you better shatter dives when you do, block a two, block a biggie. West Coast, Fat Joe of Fifty, Thatcher the Shifty, Iron Lady, Tony Blair, a Princess Di, some say cause she got Cody there, Whittlem, Keating, Hall, kind of promise on the children in poverty, wish that could have been honest, we have Abbott and Costello, right-wing overlords, Thomases and children, they threw them both overboard, overwrought, refugees, sworn to a group home, or jail for the crime, looking for a new home, Elvis died, Henry died, Lennon died, genocide in Africa, Serbia, Cambodia, pesticides, fire, toxins, chemical warfare, rules, fair and love and what we're worth, what our bull bearer, more terror, more unjust, such as seizures, a tidal wave came and claimed the coast of Indonesia, quakes in Iran, Japan, to California, greenhouse gas turned the world into a sauna, the trauma of mortars, martyrs, slaughters, the partners, mourners, fathers and daughters, they chased us, caught us, numbered us, disorders, raped us, scorned us, to break us, they bought us, third world kidneys for captains of industry, uprising industry, corruption in the ministry, a blowjob brought about the fall of the dynasty, in MP3s or the fall of an industry, double population, half accommodation, carved up resources and we starved the poorer nations, Beirut, Chechnya, all hell broke loose, Berlin, 1989, man, a wall fell, Cold War, headed, but that didn't stop, more shells, Waco, lit up the sky like burning oil wells. A world laid waste with addiction. Tell all world truths always strange and infection. Big brothers on poster, a TV and on cable. Realities unscripted, celebrities for sale. Jeopardy in jail, seized to pose. Remedies and penalties for failed CEOs. We had the Enron collapsing. White collar crime investors, they were taxed a dollar for a dime. The blue chip companies and blue sky mines. We no longer choose sides, we choose sidelines.
Rich bleeding the kind, blind leading. And history repeats, no competing with time. Gas is eating the minds of the vets that they bring home.
send drugs, soldiers send home, post-traumatic stress, leave STDs cause the sleeve ain't sexy, age of the 80s, Grim Reaper with the ball and ball, Metallica, kill them all, let God score them all. The Guildford 4, Chicago 7, Mumia, Mandela, Ocean's 11, half past 12 on Friday the 13th, Dawn of the Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street, weapons free environment, war zone, phone home, melanoma glow as we soak in the ozone, home. Church on which we try to rely, both while we're still it hurts, chasing lie after lie, like astronauts chasing up high in the sky. They landed on the moon but can't seem to return there. Make some question if they ever really were there, and if they were there now and they look back, could we look them in the eye? Could we look back? Cause when we look back at what we have done, can you believe what we've become? And as we walk into the sun, can you believe what we have become? As we walk into the sun.
CITR is proud to support the Victory Square Music Festival on Saturday, August 14th, hosted by Crab Water for Life Society and CFRO 102.7's Radio Vancouver. This one-day free outdoor festival features live music by local bands. Acts performing include Parlor Steps, Waltz Darling and The Van Nuys 3. It's in Victory Square Park at Canby and Hastings from 2 to 5pm on Saturday, August 14th and is completely free. For more information, go to citr.ca or search Victory Square Fest on Facebook.
When I program the sound, I...
What it is, oh, what it was, what, yeah, it was, what it will be, oh, quality, oh, high tech, quality high tech, oh, break top, so
we gon' set it off,
hey,
we gon' set it off,
hey,
something on my chest and I gotta, oh, get it off, so we gon' let it off,
hey,
catch it like a cold, cause the flow's so ill, but I feel so good, I feel so good,
I feel
so good, I feel so good, man, I feel so good, feel so good, feel so good, feel so good.
Yeah.
Every time I hit the block, the shepherd come and get the flock. I roll a J, I get a dame, I do it big like it's the rock. It's not, it's the blacksmith, we finna pick the lock. Fire like the trunks pop, go to work, punch the clock. Flow so sick as ill, so they lose their lunch a lot. Sick so they front a lot, sick cause they want the spot. Get them higher like the fire, look, time's running out. Space is panicking, he in the closet, he ain't coming out. That's cause I'm invading like a raccoon to his neighbors. Nothing black and white, they acting like miraculous. Is gonna save us, but first they gotta say they sales. So play the game, they play they sales. You and I'm a lever, I'm a Libra, so a way to scale.
Hey, we gon' set it off. Something on my chest, and I gotta get it off. So we gon' let it off. Catch it like a cold. Cause the flow's so ill,
but forget it, I'm a boss. I said it all before. The flow is so butter, you can spread it on your toast. When I send this out to Los, he gon' say the shit is banging. Devil play me close and I'ma hang him like a painting. You can check out my exhibit, won't you pay a fee to see it? This is the masterpiece, every album a museum. When I bring my people freedom, they gon' smile like Mona Lisa. I'm married to the game, throw the rice like Condoleezza.
We gon' set it off, we gon' set it off. Something on my chest and I gotta get it off, so we gon' let it off, catch it like a cold. Cause the flow's so ill, but I feel so good, I feel so good, I feel so good, I feel so good, man, I feel so good, feel so good, feel so good, feel so good, feel so good.
Hey, yo. Yeah. Anytime I'm out on these streets, y'all niggas know the deal. I'm rolling with my nigga Quali. I let him hold the wheel so I can get a couple of shots. Let it off, head it off in the general direction and set it off. But of course, Brooklyn and Cincinnati is in the house. And it's high tech, hardest for niggas to figure out. Pick a route, people stab you in the back for the stardom. But they fall right back to the bottom like cats and rodham. But I'm flying through the night like a pilot with insomnia. Run up on your deck like a pirate from Somalia. High technology, better school your producer. It can't be duplicated by computer.
We gon' set it off, we gon' set it off. Something on my chest and I gotta get it off. So we gon' let it off, catch it like a cough. Cause the flow's so ill, but I feel so good. I feel so good, I feel so good. I feel so good, man, I feel so good. Feel so good, feel so good. Feel so good, yeah. Oh, oh, oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. We gon' set it off.
Oh, I like that. My esteemed hip-hop fans, friends, whatever, would say that one is banging.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one.
That'll get you going. So that was Talib Kweli and High Tech from their most recent album, actually, Reflection Eternal. So Talib Kweli's from Brooklyn, New York. Interesting little story here for you, or not story, but fact. His first name in Arabic means student or seeker, and his middle name in Swahili means truth. And Kweli first gained recognition through Black Star, whom most people would have heard of, a collaboration with fellow MC Mos Def. And he's a huge supporter of the Common Ground Foundation, which we've talked about before, but for those that haven't heard of it...
Yeah, the Common Ground Foundation is actually was first founded by Common, who's another hip-hop artist that we love here on Are You Aware? It's dedicated to the empowerment and development of urban youth in the US. And was so they do a lot of stuff around making sure that they empower the youth in different ways and provide life skills. Common social conscious message serves as an inspiration for equality, opportunity, and a hope among youth in underserved communities.
Yeah, and the foundation's putting on a benefit concert on September 26th to raise funds and awareness for the foundation. And artists performing include Common, The Roots, Ludacris, Nas, and De La Soul, who we played earlier. So pretty big bill.
Yeah,
some big artists on there. That'd be a good one to go see. More information, check out www.commongroundfoundation.org. And before that, we had Hilltop Hoods with 50 in 5. That's from their fifth studio album called State of the Art that was released this year. And they're from Australia. We always have to mention that. Just, you know,
from my homeland.
Give Fleur's homeland a shout out, so to speak. So.
Well, we were commenting on the ads that have been coming through the show today. There's predominantly Australian voices coming out.
Yeah.
We're taking over.
Hearing a lot of Australian harmonies tonight.
I'd say more like a twang,
yeah.
Not so much a harmony.
And we did look into Wyclef Jean running for president of Haiti, and we've got some news for you.
Yeah, God bless Google.
Yeah, Google's got it all. I guess apparently this morning he announced on a Miami radio station, and this was broadcast or streamed online for listeners in Haiti. He did announce that it will be running for president of Haiti in the elections in November, I believe. So that's huge news.
That is, if he gets in, I don't know. I mean, I love Wyclef Jean. I love the Fugees. I love all the music that he's been involved with. It's always got a positive message and, like, you know, real empowering message. But on the other hand, like, we just found out some pretty sketchy information about him.
Yeah, like I know we talked about before, his charity, the Yelly Haiti Foundation. Apparently, what they're saying online here is that they were accused of mismanaging funds and were accused of paying Wyclef to perform.
That is
to benefit them,
obnoxious,
and as well as accused. I mean, I'm saying accused. We're saying accused.
We don't want to get
a key word.
Sued for slander, not defamation. I remember.
Yeah, they were also accused of buying advertising airtime from a television station that Wyclef co-owns. So some pretty, you know, big accusations here. And also, you know, all of his laundry is being hung out to dry here.
Of course. Of course,
apparently
he
owes $2.1 million U.S. in back taxes to the government. And so I'm not saying that any of it's true, but there's definitely some accusations going on here. And whenever you put yourself in the media like this story like he did today, you know, expect to be dragged through the mud.
Oh, definitely. It's a free-for-all firing squad. I mean, and especially, I think a lot of musicians get a lot of flack, and actors as well, when they decide to go into a government area, because, you know, people, like we said before, people say, how can you be qualified?
Yeah. And I agree with you. I love Wyclef, and I believe in a lot of things that he stands up for. And, I you know, kudos to him for, like I said earlier, for, you know, wanting to get involved this way and taking the initiative. But I'm a little skeptical myself.
I think we both are a little skeptical. I mean, he said that he wants to, like, his inspiration for running for presidency has been because of the earthquake. But he's from Haiti. He knows how bad it's been there for many, many years. And to now only turn around and say, yes, I want to be part of the government again, or not again, but like part of the country in a like a quite a substantial state. I don't know. I'm going to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Well, anyways, if you want more information on this, check out cbc.ca. That's where I get my news from. but we've decided to play If I Was President by Wyclef Jean. And, you know, he's going to list off a number of things in this song that he would do if he was president.
And we guarantee we will keep the eye on this. Are you aware? We'll keep their eye on his... if he does become president, and we will definitely tick off if he does actually do any of the things that he says in this song.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted on. Well, if he does become president, we'll see.
If we ever want to have an interview with him, I think we've screwed ourselves now.
Maybe he'll come on and talk about this. we're streaming this one off of the internet, so hopefully there's no technical difficulties. Here is If I Was President by Wyclef Jean on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. Instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor, 'cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream, wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this Medal of Honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid, you and your family. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president.
But the radio won't play there, they call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses, tell the children the truth, the truth. It's not all that bling that's diamond. Tell them the truth, the truth. Most of y'all wear cubic zirconians. Tell them the truth, yeah.
Your soul is worth more than diamonds and gold. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, if I was president, I was president. I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, I was president. I get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday, they go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, I feel the rain coming, let me play my guitar with it right now.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Copyright piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hold it, please. I'm not at ease.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Some of my other ones will get the secret. A casual sound that might shake final repetition. Character assassination. Ignore the issues and have a relation between consumption and brutality.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver with your hosts Fleur and Christian. We have about half an hour left of the show, and you just heard Canada's own Wintersleep with their song New Inheritors from their album New Inheritors, which was released this year in May. So pretty new album. I really like that song. I think it has a great message, and that's why I chose it. If you've never heard of Wintersleep before, they formed in 2001. They won the 2008 Juno Award for New Group of the Year. So that's a bit of a jump. That's a seven-year start to go from being formed to get new Group of the Year. It's kind of like by then you'd think, oh, we've been around for a while.
They paid their dues.
They did.
You know, and there's a lot of bands out there that pay their dues and then, you know, bring out a big single or big album and people are like, oh, I love this new band.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, they've been touring
the pub scene.
Yeah, 4 or 7 years.
Exactly. If you like that song, they're actually playing at the Commodore Ballroom this November, which is a while away, so we'll keep you up to date with that closer to the time. But yeah, I really like that album. And
good message in that song as well.
Yeah.
So, and before that, we had John and Roy with Oh Please. We'd love to get them on the show.
I
know we're talking to their management about it. But.
Yeah, it's in the works. Because they live in Victoria, it's a little bit difficult. I know they're playing at the end of September at the Chan Theatre, so hopefully we'll be able to line up a bit of a phone interview with them and talk to them, because they're doing some great stuff.
Yeah, and I know, was it the end of June that they played the Tall Tree Festival,
mm-hmm,
for the Ancient Forest Alliance, which is a British Columbian organization working to protect the endangered old growth forests of BC. So a very good initiative on their part. And they try to ensure sustainable forestry jobs in the province. And it was founded in January of 2010, so just recently. You know, they're only, 8 months old? So check out their website to find out more about them and how you can support them at www.ancientforestalliance.org.
And if you like that song by John and Roy, that was from their album Another Noon, which they released in 2008. And they have just released a new album in April this year called Home. So if you want to hear more of the John and Roy sound, go and check it out at their MySpace.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to chat a little bit about something. Want to do it now?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Oh,
that's funny. You're funny. Well, I have some sad news, unfortunately. I feel really sad about this. Under the Volcano, it's the last year for Under the Volcano this Saturday, I think it's being played. If you've not heard of Under the Volcano before, it's a music festival that celebrates art and social change. The cool thing about it is it's all volunteer driven, and a lot of the artists and stuff come up and they do pay, I think, some fees, but they don't charge them too much. And they also ask that the entry fee is by donation, which is a nice change compared to what we were talking about at the beginning with our station manager around how much festivals cost and how mm-hmm. difficult it is to see all the bands you want to see.
Yeah, Under the Volcano is a non-profit society or organization, if you will. I think it's great that entry to the festival or to the event is by donation. I think that's mm-hmm. so unique.
Exactly. And it's and they say, you know, if you give whatever you can, and if you can't give anything, then just come along and enjoy the vibe. I think it's going to be a huge one because it's the last one. They've been going for 20 years, and they've brought up some pretty amazing artists. They had Pam the Functress from The Coup up last year, which was pretty amazing because she didn't even come up for the show when we saw it a couple of weeks ago. So you've got to give them kudos for that, because apparently, according to Boots Riley, she doesn't leave the house much.
Wow.
I remember that from my intoxicated state at that show. This year, what's the lineup like for this
year?
I'm
just checking out the lineup online. Lady Bra, Sad Sad City, Children of Takaya, Joey Only Outlaw Band, All Mecca, and actually they have Naomi Klein actually speaking, which I think that's a pretty big name. She's a Canadian author and activist known for political analysis and criticism of corporate globalization. So most people would have heard of her and her big, book, No Logo, which came out in 2000.
She made a really inspiring documentary called The Take, if you want to check out a really amazing documentary. It was about the Argentinian financial crisis and how a group of factory workers, their factory closed down, and then they opened it up and re-established it in sort of like a socialist kind of concept where everybody had a stake in not only the production of the factory but the profits of the factory as well, and it worked really well.
Yeah, and that came out in 2004, and actually she worked on that with her husband, Ave Lewis, so yeah. Pretty interesting.
But Under the Volcano is not just about music. They do also have workshops and, like we said, people speaking and stuff like that. So you can find out a whole bunch of information about that at, what is it, underthevolcano.org?
Volcano.resist.ca. So
where is it? It's in North Van, isn't it?
Yeah, Kate's Park. I believe that's how you pronounce it. But, yeah, some great workshops. Justice, not Charity, Profiting from Disaster is one of them. People's History of Canada, Chapter 3. Yeah, so some really interesting stuff, not just musical performances and spoken word. There's over 30 artists, four stages, and they bill it as a festival of art and social change. So...
Yeah, you need to support them because unfortunately it's their last year. It's just not financially viable for them, and they definitely wanted to keep with their ethos of not having corporate sponsors and things like that. I mean, I do know that they have a little bit of sponsorship through Exclaim and the Straight and things like that, but as far as the bigwigs have come out, they've decided not to. And they also decided, this is quite an interesting concept that I read about, they also refused to try to capitalize on their association with bands who played the festival when they were new and unknown, so such as The Gossip and Tegan and Sarah and Black and Mountain, who now, because they're so famous, would help them with, you know, playing again. But I think that their whole concept is like giving new unsigned or, you know, unknown bands a forum where they can talk about their music and about the social change that they're involved in. So we would have loved to have them on the show, but it's been a bit of a busy week for me and Christian this week.
Mm-hmm. And just so you know how you can get there, they're making it really easy for you. There's actually a free shuttle bus at Broadway SkyTrain station that starts at 11 a.m. On the Sunday, and valet bike parking as well. So it's really easy to get there, and it's by donation to get in.
So give as much as you can or as much as you want. The bigger, the better. Because unfortunately, last year it rained and they lost $17,000. And it's supposed to rain this year as well on Sunday.
Get out your rain poncho or your garbage bag and embrace the moisture that's falling from the sky. That, you know what? Some of the most memorable concerts, shows, events I have ever been to, it rained.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what made it amazing.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Don't be fickle. You
live in
Vancouver.
If it rains, it's probably going to even be better.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Up next, we're playing Girl Talk.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of Girl Talk, it's a one-man band. I guess you could describe him.
One man and a laptop.
One man and a laptop. Greg Gillis was born in 1981, a.k.a. Girl Talk. He was born in Pennsylvania. He specializes in mashup and digital sampling. So I'm sure everybody knows what mashups are, but basically putting two songs together and making a new song out of it, or in his case, a hell of a lot of songs together.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's about 50 samples in one song or something ridiculous like that.
The New York Times called his music a lawsuit waiting to happen. And he's been really often criticized in the media and mainstream, criticized by other artists. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. Initially, mashups, I kind of thought, you know, they're just ripping off other artists, but mm-hmm. I've grown, I'm going to say I've changed and grown a little bit, and I've come to find, you know, a great appreciation for what Girl Talk and other artists similar to him actually do.
Well, I guess the first ones that to bring it to sort of a more of a wider audience was Too Many DJs, when they would do songs like mixing. What do I love? I love Beyoncé's, what was it? It was Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana, and Beyoncé's Bootalicious. And if you haven't heard Too Many DJs, version of those two songs mixed together, they actually work really well, and you should check it out on YouTube because it's a great song.
Too Many DJs are awesome as well.
They are.
So, Gillis, or Girl Talk, is actually featured heavily in the 2008 documentary called Rip, A Remix Manifesto. So I've actually never seen that, but...
I know, we've been talking about seeing it for a while.
So check that out if you get the chance. And he's been involved in some charity. I believe it's called My Charity Water. So a nonprofit organization bringing clean and safe drinking water to people in developing nations. So he is, turning his good fortune into some good things as well. So here's Girl Talk with Hands in the Air on CITR.
Try and count the samples.
Good luck.
Tag team, back again. Check it, wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, it is Hitman.
Yeah. Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark?
Jason?
The Bear? All those guys? Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Thank you.
Great song. Love that one. That was Beach House with Zebra from their latest album called Teen Dream that came out in 2010, so fairly recent from them. They're an American dream pop and indie rock duo that formed in 2004 in Baltimore, Maryland. Their self-titled debut, Beach House, was named the 16th best album of 2006 by Pitchfork Media. So they're giving them, you know, pretty good rating, I would say. And they have contributed a cover of Queen's Play the Game for the iTunes Store release of the Red Hot Organization's 2009 compilation, Dark Was the Night. And Teen Dream released January. That's when it was released. And it's their third full length. And they're actually opening for Vampire Weekend at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park in late August. They're playing two shows, the 27th and the 28th. I just scored a ticket, actually, for... I know I lucked out. Someone I know couldn't go, so... I'm going to the... I believe it's the 27th. I don't know if the 28th sold out yet, so...
Well, maybe I should
I'm not sure.
Get one.
If you haven't got a ticket, look into that. It'd be worth it, right? It's going to be a great show. Beach House is amazing, and obviously Vampire Weekend would be great to see. I've never seen them, so...
Jealous. Now I want a ticket.
Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned anything. Yeah.
Well, we've got one song for you left for Are You Aware for this week, and then you've got Exquisite Corpse with Bleak coming up afterwards. We're playing Vancouver's own Tegan and Sarah. I'm lucky enough to have a phone interview with Tegan from Tegan and Sarah this Saturday. They're actually on tour in the United States right now. They are playing the Malcolm Bowl at the end of September, which is the last day of their summer tour. So I've luckily enough got some time with Tegan from Tegan and Sarah this Saturday, and you will hear the pre-recorded interview next Thursday.
So if you're intrigued by what's coming up here, you should email us at areyouawareradio@gmail.com if you have any questions that you know that you might have for Tegan of Tegan and Sarah that you want Fleur to ask. Fleur's got the chance to pick Tegan's brain, so hit us up with an email if you have any questions that you have for them, or if you have any requests for, you know, their songs you want to play or anything like that. It's areyouawareradio@gmail.com.
We're also on Twitter.
Yeah, every once in a while. What are we going to play? We're going to play a Tegan and Sarah song.
Yeah, so we're going to play preview. Hell from their latest album, Sainthood, which was released the end of last year. I think so. Sometime around then. In 2009.
In 2009 sometime. So.
And they've just done some stuff with Lub Logo Tech, which is the takeaway shows that we always talk about. So you should check them out at lublogotech.com.
So thanks for listening, and tune in next week for that great interview.
Vote Wycliffe.
Vote Wycliffe. Here it is.
No, I'm not ready for downtown trash. Avoid collection for blocks running high. Don't walk alone at night. Cityscape, city change before they die. Four blocks I should mention in a song. If I want to get along with change, who doesn't want to change this? I know you feel it too. These words get overused when we get up and over it and over them. Up and over it and over them. I know you feel.
a long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. Let me just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. You know, any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey kids, it is Bleak here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by. It's I'm live. Yes, I am. There was a fire alarm like right before the show, and did not have time to put all my ducks in order. That's okay. We're gonna be playing for you a track from Tom DiMuzio and Wobbly called Venom, and then I got some more special features for you today. Bought a rare 12-inch that I am going to be playing tonight, so I'm going to look forward to that. And we're going to be playing some of Morgan Fisher's miniatures, so be there for that. So without much further ado, we get into DiMuzio and Wobbly and a track called Venom on Exquisite Corpse Radio.